Nobody knows what a VHS anymore.
Welcome to episode 173 of the Encore Gamers.
Did you say meow?
Play a little Mitch Monster Hunter.
I said meow.
Is that it's like an M and an N mixed together? I can't make it out. Meow.
Today on the docket, we got some news.
Some news?
You think I'm talking like a cat now? Like I'm a cat person? Like I'm a cat that somehow gained the ability to transfer bodies with somebody and transfer the body with the human owner you know as Daniel?
I saw you drinking milk from a saucer. What does that say?
I like new experiences.
It's probably soy milk, too.
Ew, gross.
Almond milk?
Epic is going to shut down Paragon in April.
No, really?
You know, Paragon, that...
That one that didn't really make it?
That MOBA game. Remember, it was at the end of PSX, and you were like, yo, check it out! We got this game that's going to get you hyped!
Dude.
And everybody went, what?
That wasn't very long ago.
No. 2 years? 2 years ago, though?
Holy crap. All right, well...
And,
how much money was lost on that one, huh?
I don't know. Whatever they made up in Fortnite, because that's why they're shutting it down. Because Fortnite's doing gangbusters.
Oh, once they did the 100 Battle Royale, dude, 100 Player Royale, it was all over, man.
Mm-hmm. You know what other MOBA's shutting down in July?
Oh, don't tell me PUBG!
No,
PUBG's not a MOBA.
Gigantic, the Microsoft one with the...
Oh, really?
With the Guardian, like, God thing.
Yeah.
That one's going to shut down, too, apparently.
Huh. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah?
It was announced a while ago, back when Runic shut down. It was part of that whole issue.
You know what I didn't see coming? Here's what I didn't see coming.
Is it a freight train?
Let me paint you a little picture, audience. There I am, playing Monster Hunter. Okay. Enjoying myself.
Here we go.
And I see a YouTube video, and it says... New collaboration outfit coming to Monster Hunter, Ryu and Sakura from the Street Fighter series. And I say, awesome. When is this going live? It's sometime in February. But you get early access if you have a Street Fighter V save file tied to your account. And I say, ha! I know somebody with a copy of Street Fighter V. Why, none other than Jeffrey. And he will bring his physical copy because he only buys physical copies. But lo and behold, what does my eyes... Don,
see?
what doth my ears hear befall them when I say, Jeff, bring your copy of Street Fighter V so I may procure myself a save file? And he says, nay, I cannot, for it is a digital copy.
Holy crap. I didn't know I spoke like that, man.
So defend yourself, Mr. Only Physical. Let me point a real picture here. Basically, this is Jeff's Monster Hunter. This is the end-all, be-all gaming experience. The Street Fighter franchise. That's all he talked about for years on end. Street Fighter V came out. Mr. Only Physical went digital.
Let me guess. Physical is only available at GameStop.
No. Not for a game this large.
It had something to do with pre-ordering.
Why'd you crush my dreams?
It had something to do with pre-ordering, and I don't remember what it was. There was something with a pre-order.
Let's give it up, man.
Of the digital copy.
Everybody sees your face now.
Dude, it's not the first time I bought digital, alright? There's all those free games I get every month. Those are all digital. They don't give me discs.
Yeah.
You know.
Those games that are, like, on a super cheap sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones.
Yeah, but no. I will not do it for Doom. Oh, is it on Steam? Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was on sale, you know what I'm saying?
Like, the same price has been on the PS4 for, like, 3 years.
But you know, the one on the PC... You know, I got the PC, and I was like, oh, there's better graphics on the PC, man.
You know, on the PC, You know, with the children and the peanut butter and the pudding.
You'll see! The PC runs at a better frame rate.
What was that?
I don't know. I was trying to do something.
That's like Cosby trying to do like a Krusty the... No. Was it Krusty the Clown? God, I have not watched Simpsons.
No idea what that was. Yeah. It was one of... I was trying to do one of his... He makes noises. He does things. And I didn't know how to do his thing.
So, yeah, so there's...
like the vulture from Tiny Toons.
So there's...
What is his name? He has that... What was his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I know that he's a...
It was like... It was a nerdy...
It was like Clyde or something like that.
Gomer Pyle or something.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, Street Fighter collaboration. You can get an outfit. It's a full armor set, so you can't combine it, but it makes you look like Ryu in the game.
Is my account not on your system?
Yeah, but I can't play games on your...
You can have a save file on your PlayStation.
But I think it has to be... My account has to have a save file. Not my PlayStation has to have a save file.
But you can play my game.
On
your account.
No.
This is not PlayStation 3 stuff?
No. I could... If my PlayStation was your PlayStation digitally, then I could play it on my account. But that's not the case. So well, I'm
going to... try this? How do you know this?
Because I've tried this.
With what?
It might have been Street Fighter 5. I was like, check it out or something like that. And I was like, locked. Must play this under Black Hole Flare's account.
I would like to see that.
Well, I'll show you after the podcast.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I have anything downloaded currently, so we just have to download something. And then I can show it to you.
You have to download something? What do you mean?
I didn't have something that I couldn't play on my console for no reason. Except for this, like, maybe one day I'll have to prove something to Jeff.
That I can be a guy. No, was it guy? Yeah, it was guy, right?
It was guy, yeah.
Yeah.
You got so mad. And it was like, it was just like a throwaway, oh, let me pick like my
You were so random!
Let me pick my fifth favorite character. Oh, I hate you right now, I'm never playing with you again!
I couldn't tell where you were going or what you were doing.
I mean, that's the beauty.
You were all over the place.
That's the beauty of Guy. You want to be jumping around.
He's
a jumper. He has air superiority.
No, you're supposed to hit me low all the time.
That way
I can block you and counter your moves.
Is that how people play Guy back in Street Fighter?
He has a slide. He has a little slide.
But he has.
Why didn't you slide?
He has a lot of air superiority when he throws people.
But you were playing him wrong. That's why he won.
But he jumps off the walls.
Chun-Li does that. You don't see her doing that all the time.
Yeah, you do.
She doesn't even like it.
She said so. When you lose her in a match, her winning thing says, I don't like jumping off walls.
You've seen it, see? I know.
So yeah, it's Ryu and Sakura. You put on the armor. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or girl. It'll make you look like that character. And you can run around as Ryu or Sakura. Sakura with like a schoolgirl outfit, and she has like a microphone thing. Yeah, like a little like...
Like she's doing a conference or something?
Like a Vocaloid. Yeah, you know, like... Not Vocaloid, but like a Japanese pop star. You know, they have the little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy 13-2.
Sure, I've never played it.
They were all singers and dancers.
Anyway, that's coming sometime in February.
So dumb.
It's coming for...
So dumb.
Coming for everybody, but if you do have that save file, you can play it a little bit earlier. Is event quests. Actually, I did the Horizon Zero Dawn because they do it in waves. So the first one's gonna be the Ryu outfit, and after that is going to be the Sakura outfit. Like the Horizon one.
Oh, they're not both out
at the same time. Because the Horizon one, like you can get the Palico outfit right now and make your Palico look like a little watcher.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do the Alloy one yet. To make yourself look like Aloy, yeah. But it's pretty cool, because I was wondering, like, oh, do you have to be a girl to be able to get the Aloy outfit? But it looked like you just put it on and just make you look like that character. It just completely controls your image to look like that character.
So transvestites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, and Capcom's also giving away, what was it? $50,000 $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah. For evidence of real-life crypto monsters. Like Bigfoot.
Okay.
Wait, say that again. What?
$50,000 if you can provide verifiable evidence of actual, you know, monsters. It's, you know, Nessie the Loch Ness Monster or the Jersey Devil.
Nessie would be dead by now.
What?
Nessie would be dead by now.
Nessie? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a creature, so it probably, you know, has, you know, presumably more than one of them living
now
somewhere.
Was the last one.
In the 70s that you could have proven something like that.
But, so they teamed
up... Are you thinking of poop?
Yes.
So, they teamed up with some dude that I guess who did this for a lifetime. That he went around trying to verify existence of... And he'd be the one reviewing the evidence and...
Excuse me? So they got some nutcase reviewing evidence.
He's a person that believes it, so he can... He's seen a lot of footage, and he's like...
He's seen footage now.
Tell things are
fake.
Yeah,
did he actually make the footage then pretend like he found it somewhere? Is that what he did?
This is a professional.
So I don't like this guy. So he's professional.
He reviews.
This professional monster hunters?
He makes sure that it's Big real footage.
Huh? Messy? Huh? Huh? Abdominal snowman?
I mean, fur has been found in
what?
The abdominal snowman?
In double blow.
Well, he serves us snow cones and sounds awesome.
So that's the contest they're doing, and they if there's like multiple things that seem pretty legit to the guy, they'll split the $50,000.
All right, what if I bring fur and he has to do DNA evidence on it?
Then they do DNA evidence on it.
They're gonna pay to do DNA evidence on it.
It's $50,000. I'm pretty sure they can do
it. I think DNA evidence is more expensive than that.
Than $50,000?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Ah! Who's gonna? Yeah, because you gotta get like these scientists to do it, right? They're not cheap.
No, it's pretty cheap. A lot of people do it.
What?
This is not a brand new thing.
A lot of museums do stuff like that. They have to identify animals and things.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Of course, people want
to do it.
If you want to, be the person to be like, yeah, no, I verified the existence of a brand new species of animal. A scientist would love that, dude. They get hard-ons thinking about it.
Then they would steal the show and say it was them.
It doesn't matter. You still got your $50,000.
Ah, then they get what? Like a million? A million and a grant?
He gets a grant. He doesn't get a million.
Yeah, he gets a million for himself, and then he gets a grant.
He gets to name it.
They get money, too.
You know, somebody's
maybe a Pulitzer Prize?
You know, prove the existence of, like, Pulitzer Prize for Cthulhu or something, right? We're all just going to die.
Well, then it doesn't matter, then, does it?
Well.
So, anyway, long story short, I have to go to Jeff's house to be able to play Street Fighter and create a save file on my account. And then transfer that over to PlayStation, just in case.
Okay, I'm not understanding how this works then. You can log into your account on my PlayStation, and it would save a file on your account.
Yeah, I would upload it to the cloud, because I have PlayStation Plus, or transfer it with the USB to my PlayStation. Because I'd be playing it on your PlayStation, which grants access to everybody playing games on your PlayStation can play the games that you own.
I'm just going to wait for it to come out for everybody.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't have to make sense to you.
It doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you be able to do the same thing the other way around?
Because then I could just have 1,000 people's accounts on my PlayStation and play any game I want to.
No,
because
there was a limit. There was a limit to that.
But they got rid of that because people were abusing it. Now people abuse it only a two-system limit.
The abuse is still there.
But in a much smaller degree.
Oh, God damn it.
You can't daisy-chain PlayStations anymore.
Well... Whatever. I see the same... It's the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Same thing.
How do you think Miss Strom was able to play Monster Hunter with me on the 24-hour stream? Before her physical copy came in.
I'm just gonna say, the game came out 10 o'clock on Thursday.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Thursday. My physical copy didn't show up till nearly noon on Friday.
Yeah.
There's an issue there.
The issue is the physical copies. That's what the issue is. Digital lets you play early. Come on. Digital.
Woo! Metal case.
Only on PC.
Only on PC? Liar.
Hey, man. Unlimited frame rates are awesome.
Yeah, until it kills your GPU.
Nah, it doesn't do nothing like that. My GPU is strong, man. Strongest. Second strongest.
Second.
It's the second strongest.
Just hope you never have to replace it.
Those. Well, I mean, if I could replace it with the same one, if yeah. they're still being sold.
Well, no, because they're actually more expensive now.
They won't be.
The cryptocurrency, dude. That's, people are buying it to buy GPUs.
Oh, like, no. Like by then, dude, there's going to be a whole bunch of new ones, dude. It wouldn't even matter anymore.
No, well, that's the problem, though. Every GPU is being hyped up because people keep buying GPUs so that they can do their cryptocurrency data mining.
Mm-hmm. Nah, so I'll be fine.
So, like, GPUs have gone up, like, $300 from what their regular prices were.
That happens at the beginning.
No, these are GPUs that are, like, a year old already.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. Because they're short. They're causing shortages of GPUs. Because people, they're not buying, like, one. They're buying 12, 14, 20 to make these data banks. Or data, not data banks, but mining stations.
Just throw it to data bank.
To farm cryptocurrency so they can get themselves some cryptocurrency for free. Or for the price of the system, then, but the system doesn't die. Hopefully.
Okay. We got one here. For $382.
Snatch it up now, dude.
No, I'm not just going to buy a GPU now. $351. Holy crap. $739 for that one.
Yep.
$624. Jesus. $919?
Yep. Now you're seeing it.
Yeah, but it's not everybody. There's still like $300 ones, $400 ones.
Newegg has GPUs for like $1,000 now.
I'm looking at Newegg for a 1070, and it's a $919.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Why don't you ever trust me, man?
Because it's not absolutely true. There's a lot of exceptions to what you were saying.
It's not a lot of. I mean, it's a pretty widespread problem. It's wide enough that NVIDIA has made statements telling companies that sell their GPUs to be like, "Hey, you should think about the gamer." That's about it. It's not like, "Hey,
instead of monies."
It's not. Yeah, you should think about the gamers instead of monies because the gamer's going to be here forever. And people are like, "Hey, NVIDIA, why don't you just make more GPUs to solve the issue?" And they're like, "Yeah, no, we're not going to talk about that. Just think about the gamers."
And then, yeah, like, there's one at Best Buy for $429, dude. I'm sure you'll be able to find one.
Yeah, well, if they have them in stock, that's the thing.
Well, this one doesn't say they're... Oh, it's unavailable at SoCal.
Yeah.
At our store, but...
At our store. It's going to depend
on your
location.
I'll just drive 100 miles, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'll do what I want.
Drive 100 miles.
And I would drive 100 more. Oh, never mind, it's not available within 250 miles.
So anyway, with the Street Fighter V arcade and the Monster Hunter and stuff like that, Capcom is reporting a 300% income increase after strong game sales.
Oh, well, yeah, with this one, maybe. I don't see that with Street Fighter V.
Due to the strong performance of titles like Resident Evil 7, the Monster Hunter Double Cross, and Ultra Street Fighter 2 on the Wii, on the Switch.
The Switch.
Monster Hunter, which has already shipped 5 million copies in just 3 days. Yeah.
It's good. It's nice.
You should get one.
Maybe.
Get on that boat. Bandwagon.
A digital copy?
Yeah, go ahead. Get yourself a digital copy. Never have to get up and change the disc.
I have no problems with getting up and changing to this. It's like right there.
What did you get for Street Fighter?
Because I thought I was going to be playing it a lot. And then I was like over it. I was like,
You should jump back on it. So you can try that.
I want to play Street Fighter 4.
You can try that arcade edition now and see all those improvements everybody loves.
I really would rather play Street Fighter 4.
Why don't you get that Dragon Ball Z Fighters?
Actually, that one looks pretty good. I've been watching a lot of videos on that, like little combo videos and stuff like that, dude.
Yeah,
it looks really nice.
Also, did you hear about we talked about the Game Pass last week, right? You spend $10 a month to get access.
Yeah.
So did you hear about the backlash that that's been getting?
No. Why would they get backlash?
So far, it's just, from what I've seen, it's just indie retailers. But there's a retailer in Australia that is outright not going to be carrying Xbox consoles anymore because of it. And there's a couple of retailers in the UK that are also saying that they might drop Xbox consoles because of it. Because not even retailers make money, really make money off of
the consoles.
Of the consoles. So if people aren't coming in to buy their games, then what's the point? In fact, I think the Australian retailer, I think, says something like along the lines, if you want to take all the money, it's like, I forget what it was. I'm going to paraphrase. It was basically like, if you want to keep all the money, then you should do all the work.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's going to be interesting to see if this snowballs into a bigger thing where we start hearing things like GameSpot not carrying Xbox consoles and stuff like that.
I don't see that happening ever. GameSpot is like the store in the U.S.
But if
there's nothing else like GameSpot.
But
here
if they're
anymore,
not making money on Xbox consoles, and if they're not making money through Xbox because they can't sell Xbox games, I mean, they're not. People aren't going
to
be buying.
I just don't think that Xbox could afford to lose GameStop.
Yeah,
they would do something about it.
They said, "Oh, but don't worry, we're offering game time cards at GameSpot for the service." That was their olive branch. You know, you can buy your $10 card. Your 1 month card at GameSpot,
GameStop wouldn't profit much off of that.
That's what I'm saying. Is it going to snowball into a bigger thing, or are they cutting some deal at GameSpot or something like that? Because if people aren't going to be buying new Xbox games, you know that means people aren't going to be bringing back used Xbox games for people to buy.
I wonder
Xbox
how big of
games.
A market that is compared to the new game sales.
Like, used game sales? I mean, big enough to keep GameSpot afloat. As long as it
So
has.
You feel that that's the bigger share is the used games?
For
GameSpot?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Because they're not paying any more royalties on that. That's all profit for them. Right, they may sell...
Wait, do they have to pay royalties to sell their games?
You have to buy the games from the publisher, right? So you buy...
Yeah, but the same thing is happening with the used game. You're buying the game.
Yeah,
and then you're just selling it at a profit.
Yeah, but you're buying it for ten for like $5 instead of buying it for like $40.
For buying its stuff.
Oh, they go really cheap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never sold a game there. I don't...
Oh, yeah. No, people complain all the time about like, I took like 20 games into GameSpot and they only gave me like $6.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
You're better off selling like on Amazon or something. Or like eBay or something like that. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
No?
Depends on
I've sold a couple of games on eBay.
Were they good games that everybody
wanted to get their
hands on?
No.
Are they collector's item?
No.
Well, you got lucky.
People, I mean, I buy games on eBay. Not eBay, I buy them on Amazon now.
Okay,
but, yeah. Because I got the primes.
Yeah, trust. You got to trust. You got to trust the people.
Yeah, plus it's the thing. It's more, Amazon seems more trustworthy than eBay. Like, I've actually veered away from eBay for a long time now.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I still have an account active. Yeah, close your account at some point. I don't know.
So, yeah, anyway, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see if GameSpot makes it.
But that's the thing, though. It's only the certain games, right?
No,
it's only the Xbox games. Microsoft Studios.
Xbox exclusive games, currently.
Yeah.
Which are mostly the biggest games, right? That's the reason you own an Xbox is...
For those games.
For the Halos and the Crackdowns and the Forzas and State of Decay. Well, not for the State of Decay.
What's that? Anyone coming out?
Sea of Thieves.
Oh, Sea of Thieves. I remember. No, but the exosuit one. What the hell is that called?
What?
The one's like... It's kind of like Destiny, I guess.
Anthem?
But...
Oh,
Anthem,
that's
yeah.
not exosuit.
It's not?
No. That's EA.
Oh, what's that? Is that coming out on PS4?
Yeah.
Oh.
And PC.
I don't remember hearing that. I assume PC, but...
Yeah. So, there's also been talks of rumors in Microsoft and trying to beef up its single-player experience. There's been rumors that Microsoft is considering acquiring some developers, including PUBG Corp, EA, and Valve.
Hmm.
Some...
The Valve, huh?
The Valve, which would be a very huge acquisition.
Yeah.
If they were somehow able to manage that financially. I think the most worrying for people is Valve.
Yeah.
Because people hate Xbox for Windows Marketplace, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly they don't want Microsoft involved with their Valve buying purchases.
That might get me to stop playing computer games.
They would have to sell really, really high, dude.
But, I mean, if Microsoft wants to shell out the cash, it's good business for them as long as they don't mess it up. Because that's a money maker.
But why would they let that baby go? I just don't see why they would do it, dude. Because Valve is, dude, they're so profitable.
Maybe Gabe's like done. He's like, I just want to retire somewhere. Yeah, give me more money for this. I'm done. I'm out of the game.
He doesn't even have to do anything anymore.
I'm tired of the people asking me about Half-Life 3.
He just delegates now, man. That's it. You just rake in the cash. Delegate all your work to everybody.
I mean, he's just done. Done getting those business calls. Like, oh, Gabe, somebody accidentally said something about Half-Life 3 in an interview somewhere. I was like, God damn it. I'm done with the stress.
Oh, God. I don't know about stress at work. Oh, speaking of work, I met the... So the CFO of Nestle went to our place.
That stands for Chief Financial Officer.
Yes.
Yes.
And
say chief guess. Or cheap.
Chief.
Okay, thank you. Well, he's Australian, which is kind
of
cool.
And now we know why that company is an evil bastard, full of poisonous death.
I did not say that.
But Nestle.
I love Nestle. And I love my devil CFO. But he was, so he wanted to meet the management team. And unfortunately, I was picked first to talk about myself. And I was just like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. I just, they won't do that. And I was just like, oh, you know, like, yeah.
I play games.
I'm the inventory supervisor. I like the General Silver Bowl.
That's a good bowl.
It is a good bowl. It is a very delicious bowl.
That's actually all I've been using your coupons for, because I can't find those damn breakfast sandwiches.
What are you talking about? I'm going to find them for you.
Find them for
me. I've gone to
Staff of Life. I've gone to New Leaf. I've gone to Whole Foods.
Oh, you're talking about the vegan specifically, though.
The vegan specifically, yeah.
Well, the other ones wouldn't that one's a little bit good. I'm allergic to dairy, and he's vegan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one is... That one could be a little tough. I'll just give you some. But it was
trying to quiet me down.
But it was and then my QA manager, which I kept on. Oh, so you know, so where are you from? You know, just trying to keep me talking. You know, say more stuff. You know, whatever.
So she didn't have to take her turn.
No, she didn't, because she already talked to them, and we've heard it so many times that, you know, we already know. So,
one of those people, huh?
It's like, well, I mean, she already talked to them about all this stuff, you know, she's the one that met with them the first.
Right.
But,
The first.
You know, when you think of two things, and you try to say them both, and then it doesn't work out.
So you just go with the first.
Yeah, but then you mix it in with the second. So, and then I was just like, yeah, you know, Santa Cruz, local, born and raised, and somebody's like, oh, which makes you one of the only, like, true locals here. And I was just like, I guess, I don't really know where everybody's from, you know? Don't really? Go around asking them.
One of the only true locals?
I guess. Apparently. I know one guy's from Michigan. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, and there was I think the other guy was the CEO of Nestle.
Okay.
There were the two of the top guys from Nestle USA. So there were two like the two top guys of Nestle, dude, basically. And the other guy had an accent too. I don't know if it was Australian. I don't think it was Australian. More of a British kind of accent, but it was interesting meeting them. Like they seemed pretty normal, you know what I mean? Like, you just expect them to be a little more presumptuous, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
you I just want to make it clear, I'm not saying that the guy's the devil, I'm just saying Australia is a land of poison and death.
Oh, yeah, yeah, most deadliest animals there. Yeah. 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 Including the CFOs from Nestle, huh? Like
pretty much everything from Australia comes with poison glands.
Including platypus.
Yeah, those little bastards. But no. Those guys were cool, dude. If I get fired for this, I am suing, I swear to God.
Those guys are cool because they didn't spit poison in your face because they're from Australia. Everything has poison. I'm never going there.
You don't have to go to the venomous parts.
Which is so sad, because
you will miss out. Dude, everywhere. Their spiders fall out of your cars.
Yeah, award-winning, dude. Hear that?
Yeah, in the U.S. Like, smokehouse.
No, in Australia.
There's a barbecue smokehouse place. Apparently, on par with barbecue smokehouse.
Oh, you can't even go in the ocean because of the jellyfish, too.
The jellyfish will kill you. Yeah. You can't see them coming.
The little Man of Wars or whatever?
No, Man of Wars are big.
Don't they have them there? I thought that's what they have there.
No, they have these little tiny ones that they get past the net because they're too small for the jellyfish nets. And they will kill you in a day.
Nice. Okay. And sharks.
And sharks. And the spiders are, like, that big. Bite you on the feet. On the feet and kill you with their poison. You know how hard it is to do for something that size? It's pretty freaking hard.
Apparently not.
Black Widow has to bite you, like, on the upper body to kill you. Bite you in the lower body?
You can totally survive a Black Widow bite.
Yeah. There's a little spider, like, you know, like that big. Australia. People step on it because they can't see it.
So long Die. Story short, I never get to go to Australia.
You can go without me.
You honestly wouldn't go to Australia? Like, seriously, you wouldn't go to Australia?
I'm not going to die in Australia.
If someone gave you a free ticket to Australia, you wouldn't go. Free, like 2 week paid vacation.
And a bodysuit.
You're a strange man, dude. Strange man.
Strange man from wanting to live.
You just wear shoes. Tuck your socks. Tuck your pants in your socks. You're good.
Bodysuit.
Nah. That's too much. That's too much. You gotta wear normal clothes, dude.
Get killed. Punched in the face by a kangaroo.
Kangaroos will kick you and open up your gut, dude. They can do that. Mm-hmm. Crazy bastards are strong.
Maybe get killed by a koala falling out of a tree.
That's not gonna happen.
Thick head. It happens. Koalas fall out of trees all the time because they get high. Even eucalyptus.
And they kill people.
They have really thick skulls because they fall on their heads.
They weigh like 10 pounds.
Dude, a coconut kills you from falling out of a tree. How much does a coconut weigh?
Ah, can't kill me, dude. I got a harder head than a coconut.
Being carried by a sparrow?
What?
It's a Monty Python reference.
She's making some weird British references.
Have you not seen this Holy Grail?
I don't remember it.
Sega's working with some people that used to work for David Cage.
The Knights of Go Knee.
Yeah, the Knights of the Knee.
The Knights of Knee? See, I don't remember them.
You bend them over your knee and they go, wee.
Yeah.
Interior Knights. Publishing company, development company from ex-Heavy Rain devs is coming and working with Sega for a narrative-focused
Sega.
Game.
Sega!
That's for a while.
So it's basically this company's coming and like, hey, we're gonna make some straight competition with their former boss.
All right.
That's essentially they worked on, you know, Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls and some other game I never heard of.
I wanted to play Beyond Two Souls and I never did.
Yeah, me too. They came out on the PS4 as a combo pack, both of them. Speaking of things you can play in February, let's talk about the PS Plus lineup for February. Includes games such as Exile's End for the Vita, Mugen Soul C for the PS3, Spelunker HD for the PS3, Knack for the PS4, Grand Kingdom for the Vita and the PS4.
Definitely play Knack.
And Rhyme for the PS4. There's the one from Tequila Sunrise, whatever that company was, that they pissed people off, and then they still came out with their game.
Definitely want to play that game.
Diablo creator unveils his new game. This guy that worked on the original Diablo coming out with a game called It Lurks Below on his independent single-person studio. It's the closed beta happening this weekend, and he's going to be streaming it on Friday, and he encourages other beta participants to stream it as well. Apparently people say it's like Diablo mixed with Terraria mixed with Minecraft.
That sounds like my type of game.
Terraria mixed with Minecraft.
Yeah.
I see Minecraft as a, like, a 3D Terraria.
It is. Well, Terraria is more action-based, though. It's a lot more action-based than Minecraft
is. There's a lot of monsters underneath, and, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Diablo. Magic. Red orb. Whenever I think of Diablo, yeah. I just think of that stupid red orb.
That you mean the life?
That, one. Yeah, that every one of those games has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing to have if you're if you're making a game like that.
It's a good indicator of how much life you have left.
But it's always this orb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they don't change it.
Yeah. Because it works. Why would you?
Just to be different?
Yeah, and then people were like, what's this stupid pear shape? Why isn't it an orb? Why is this line? I can't tell
how much life I have. A pear shape would be stupid, yes. Don't make it a pear. Pear's the worst fruit.
Why is it these five little circles instead of just one big orb?
I hate grainy fruit.
You don't like pears?
No.
Get the hell out of my
house. It's a texture, dude! It's a texture thing.
Pears are delicious.
They're grainy.
They melt in your mouth.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Right, you're getting the wrong kind of pear. You're different types of pears.
Talking about those light green ones, get nice and ripe, and they melt. They
fall. I don't know which ones I'm talking about, but they all feel the same to me.
Are they're like apple ones? You're getting
like those what are those called?
Boston pears, or something like that?
Is it Boston
pears? You mean Asian pears?
No, the brown ones. Yeah,
They're like pears, but like mixed with something?
No. They're hard like apples.
Oh, I haven't had those.
Okay.
Maybe I'll try those pears.
I don't think they're not sweet. They're used for like baking. Then. Used for baking and stuff like that, yeah. The fruit people don't like it, people just throw them in pies.
I like pies. Can't have too much pie no more, but I like pies.
Red Dead Redemption, we have a release date.
Yeah, it got delayed, though.
It got delayed, but they finally said when it's supposed to come out. And that's going to be October 26th.
Supposed to, though.
Supposed to. Also, there's going to be a Lifetime Achievement Award. For who? Why not other than Genyo Takeda?
Wait, just an award and that's it?
At the DICE Awards. You're going to receive a lifetime achievement at the DICE Awards. If you don't know who Genyo Takeda is, shame on you. He's a creator of the Wii.
I knew that.
I only knew that because I read an article earlier.
Well, the Switch has outsold the Wii U already. Which is not impressive, really.
No, it's not impressive. But was it like 30 million or something like that?
I don't know. But the Wii U still holds like the record, though. Like 100 million or something.
Yeah.
Or the Wii.
I mean, I know the PS4 is on pace to outsell the PlayStation 3. And if it keeps its current pace, it might even outsell the Wii.
Oh, that'd be a great milestone, dude.
That'll put it in the top five. Because the PS2 is still the most selling console. Highest selling console, I think.
Wasn't the Wii U the fastest?
The Wii, I think the Wii. Selling? You mean the Wii?
Or the Wii, sorry, I keep saying that.
The Wii might have been the fastest, yeah. Well, maybe not anymore with the way the Switch is making gangbusters.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo's, man.
Talking about Nintendo finally says that they're going to launch their online service, you know, like $20 for a year of PlayStation Plus or Microsoft X Games with Gold, whatever, that type of thing. But it says it's going to do it in September.
September?
September, yeah. All I'm saying is that they better offer a lot more because it's not a good price. It's not a good look for them with what they got on the docket so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, play some Nintendo games. I'm on Switch.
There's all kinds of nice Nintendo games.
Yeah, but I mean, do you want to spend $20 for the privilege of playing games online and to play Nintendo games when your friend's playing $60 for the privilege of playing online and Deus Ex, Mankind Revolution, Rime, all these other games he gets a year while you get stuck playing with games that you could have just bought on the virtual console for, like, $5.
$5, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's $20 a year, but, I mean, last time there was a lot of uproar because it was, you didn't even keep the game. It was like a rental thing?
No. For the month? PlayStation Plus stuff.
PlayStation Plus and Xbox Gold where you get to keep it. They also announced Mario Kart Tour, which is going to be a Mario Kart game for your mobile device.
Not interested at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Tell me more.
I can't play these type of games on my phone.
Why not?
It's annoying.
What if it's like a tilt one? You tilt it to turn.
I hated that feature. Dude, I hated that feature. I always used the sideways controls. Like when you hold the Wiimote sideways and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did the motion controls just because I hated it, dude. It didn't feel right. Well, I don't know, dude. I just didn't like it.
Did you buy the wheel attachment?
Hell no, I didn't buy no wheel attachment. I know someone who bought the triple pack, though. It was the wheel, a bat in a golf club, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It came in one pack or whatever.
I remember those from my Circuit City days. Yeah.
And you could use the golf one and the or was it a racket? I think it was a racket.
It depended on which if you bought like a there was, like, ones or off brand like ones. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, one of them had like a bowling ball.
That one was dumb. That one was dumb, dude. You're just gonna throw the bowling ball? No. See, the thing is, like, when you hold a bat, you don't let go of the bat. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you let go when you start running, but you ain't going to start running until you're going to let go of the bat. You know what I'm saying? Tennis, keep holding the racket. Yeah. You know? Bowling ball? You got to throw the bowling ball, dude. You got to throw the bowling ball. All right? So that doesn't work. How dumb do you look? Like, oh, I'm going to throw this bowling ball. No, I'm not.
Fakey.
Every time.
Also, with Nintendo...
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sony CEO, Kaz Hirai?
Yeah.
Who formerly led the PlayStation business has stepped down. Effective April 1st.
Wow.
That's a job, man.
Yeah. Isn't that why Sean Layden taking over something like that? Or no, he's taking over for Andrew House.
Yeah. So there's a dude named Kenshiro Yoshida who's going to be taking over. He's his current CFO.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, yeah.
But, this is no April Fool's joke.
No April Fool's joke.
You can't really make an April Fool's joke by saying it's going to happen on April 1st, like beforehand. That's not how things work.
Too many things happen on April 1st these days. It's too hard. Moss is only $30?
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
You pre-order it.
Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
That's not a physical copy, though!
It's not getting physical, as far as I know.
Oh.
It might be, though. Did you double-check? Okay.
I get their weekly updates.
Nintendo has officially partnered with Illumination Studios for the Mario movie. It's actually happening.
They've been talking about this for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I was really scared when I first heard about this. But now, I'm less skeptical because I believe they understand what mistakes they did in the past, and I think they understand people more now. People are gonna want. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to this.
I don't know.
Damn it, Deacon.
Because it's not
everything Nintendo does, dude. I swear to God, man.
It's not Nintendo doing it. It's Illumination Studios doing it.
I'm sure Nintendo's going to have something to say about them, like, not making it the way they want.
But then it's like, well, Illumination steps out.
They can't leave it 100% up to them, dude.
They want Mario and Peach to finally kiss, and Nintendo's like going to be like, no! We can't let you do that, because...
Maybe it's Peach and Daisy, huh? You never know. Progressive.
If Illumination wants to do it, I don't know if Nintendo's comfortable with that.
They had a transvestite thing that shoots eggs out of his mouth.
The real question is, though, is there going to be dialogue? Is there going to be an entire movie of Mario going, hey, Peach, I want to go to the beach.
No, wait, that's Mario. What if Mario wasn't? Yeah, there we go.
Yippee!
Yeah, the whole movie.
The whole movie.
And then Luigi is like, Always running away from shit.
That's not more like Wario.
Shouldn't it be a movie where Luigi actually ends up saving the day in the end? And everybody gets revealed that Mario is just really cruel.
I mean, that would be the movie right there.
I would love for that to happen.
But do you really want to sit for like 2 hours of just like...
It's an hour and a half. They're not going to make it a 2-hour movie.
How about this speech? You want me to go get you a toadstool?
You know, you're being really racist right now. Who says he's going to talk like that?
Oh, no, Mario. That's okay.
But I saved you.
But I saved you. A Princess Peach.
From Bowser.
Every time I come over, you just tell me you're going to make me a cake. I thought cake was a code for something. You know, back in New York, where I come from, you know, somebody offers you a hot coffee. They're not offering you coffee. But you keep bringing me cake. I want to go to the Pound Town.
All right, Pound Cake. Moving on.
I think Pound Town's in the Donkey Kong place.
Moving on.
That's where it gets weird.
Because they got the Conga Bongo.
Conga Bongos.
And then Luigi pops out of Peach's room and is like, oh, sorry, Mario. Your princess is in another castle, huh?
With a little There's always a daisy.
A little wink, and then the camera's just irises out. Roll credits.
We should be directors for that movie.
Nintendo, you partnered with the wrong person.
Yes. We will make your movie great. I'm going to have a lot of Yoshis getting punched in the head, too.
Yoshi! What are they saying, Mario? They look sad. Oh, shut up, Luigi. Just punch them. It's all they're good for. But they raised us, Mario.
You know what I want? I want a scene where Mario gets a Starman while riding Yoshi and punches him in the head, punches right through, dude. Boom!
And then there's like a Yoshi scene out the window and like a tear falls out. And looks at their picture album of when they were playing with baby, like raising baby Mario. And it's the only Yoshi that talks. It's the only Yoshi that talks and says, where did we go wrong?
Does he talk like that?
No.
That's a cool Yoshi. No, that's cool. That's
but
cool,
yeah, that Yoshi does. It's a gray Yoshi.
Because
people think gray means smart.
Is that, no. What?
Or old.
Gray Hulk. Grey Hulk was a genius Hulk.
Yeah. I didn't know Grey was associated with that.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to let my gray hairs come in.
Oh, I already got all kinds of that.
Except you dye them.
All kinds of that.
You pluck them out. You hide your true self.
My true self.
So I did a 24-hour stream. How'd you like it?
I watched a little bit.
Really? Because you didn't have said nothing. And didn't say hi.
I didn't say hi. Oh, I didn't actually watch it live. But, you know.
Oh, you didn't watch it live?
And then I didn't watch it a lot either.
Well, it's 24 hours. I don't expect you to watch the whole thing.
I don't know. Some people stay up with the casters, dude.
Actually, I had a friend that was here a lot of it. He didn't stay up the whole time, but he was here for like a good, like, I want to say like 12 hours of it at least in total.
50% is pretty good.
Yeah.
I only missed about an hour of it.
Did you
fall
asleep in the end?
No, Gail was here.
About halfway through.
No, she was playing with me.
I had to take a nap.
She was like, oh, yeah, you have fun with that. And I was like, yeah, but Monster Hunter's out. She's like, all right, I'll play some. And she just kept playing. Bringing me, like, soup from breakfast and stuff like that, you know.
Look at you.
I was going to the bathroom, like, left and right after, like, a certain hour. Like, after I stay awake for a certain amount of time, my bladder's just like, nope. You're doing this to me, I'm doing this to you.
You can't keep it in there 24 hours. That's like...
No, I was trying to keep it in. It was like, I'd like, you know, drink half a bottle of water. It's like, all right, no, I gotta get this out. Like, God damn it, bladder. I'm thirsty. Let me drink something.
It's instant, huh?
Yeah, it felt like it. Like, that last, like, you know, 8 hours, I was just like, all right, well, I gotta go to the bathroom, you guys. Guys, guess what's happening now?
You know that feeling, like, towards, like, when you stay up too long? And it's just like, it just doesn't feel right. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of feels surreal and just...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Not too bad. And here's the thing. Monster Hunter was like, I was so pumped for this game, and the gameplay itself was so tight that I was so pumped throughout the 24 hours. Tight, I didn't even son. Get... Yeah, it was... Oh, man, it was so thought.
Did so you really? What? Did you really use that word? Nobody uses that word.
I know.
Nobody. I've never heard a single person use that word in real life.
Apparently, you know how people say IRL now? Apparently, you know what the new cool way of saying IRL? Earl.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No. No!
Yeah.
Who says that?
College students.
Yeah, college...
Goddamn millennials.
Go around saying Earl.
Man, that just makes you sound intelligent, doesn't it?
It was like... And they say AF now. They don't say AF anymore. They say AF. So they went from AF to AF, and they went from IRL to Earl. That doesn't sound right to me.
It just doesn't sound right.
It was so
AF, because when you say Earl, AF... Like, you're almost saying it, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like you're almost saying it, but when you say AF, it's like,
eh. So the sentence, an actual sentence that could occur out of somebody's mouth at some point, you might hear somebody say it, it was so AF, Earl.
So AF, Earl? So AF, Earl.
No, that doesn't work.
You guys should automatically turn to
I can't even fake so talk like that.
Right now.
Yeah, Afro.
Afro.
Just Afro.
Just say it's Afro.
Just Afro.
So Afro, bro?
So Afro.
AG South Sky is so Afro. I love that guy.
But yeah.
That hair, though, man. It's amazing. I love his hair, dude.
I bet he's playing Monster Hunter. Are you going to go play Monster Hunter?
I can't watch him anymore. Oh, wait, I can. I just haven't added him.
You gonna
30-day-old milk is not on his account a lot.
Because
it's only on mobile.
You going to go play Monster Hunter with EG South Sky? Because he's like, hey Black, get that...
Raptalore.
Okay, let's go get that Rathalos. I don't know what the guy's
name is. Rathalos. That's what I meant to say.
Rathalos.
Hey, I'm a new here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this stuff.
Those actually it's just a whole bunch of new monsters that haven't been in any other games, so.
That's what it should be.
So I've officially at this point I've beaten the first story, because there's the story and then there's high rank, which is hard mode, and it has its own story. So
there's end game to this. Yes.
There's story and game, but people play hours beyond that trying to build their armor sets and weapon sets and stuff like that. So. I'm in the hard mode version, but I can still go back and play with other people and stuff like that. There's no lockout system.
So, every hunt is timed, yes?
Yes.
Every hunt.
But you can do an expedition, which is not timed. But they don't give you bonus items.
But you still get rewards.
You can still gather things.
You can gather things.
Okay.
You can hunt monsters, you can gather things.
Yeah.
You can explore.
But you don't get the bonus of a quest. A quest will give you, like, a fat stack of rewards at the end of it.
And money.
Whereas an expedition, you're just going out and, like, I need more herbs. So I'm going to go out and get some herbs.
So what about getting, like, hides and stuff for monsters?
Yeah, you can do that on an expedition. Yeah.
Okay.
Best way to do it, though, is an investigation.
Yeah, that's what you said. So they used to have, like, these quests, like, oh, go get me, like, 5 mushrooms and stuff like that. That's all part of investigations now. So it's a little side thing you can do to re-hunt monsters. But they added it, so if you do, like, a monster hunt, you get extra rewards because it's investigation. You see, there's, like, bronze, silvers, and gold and stuff like that. But they'll add modifiers, so, like, you have to do it in 15 minutes, or if you die once, you fail.
So it's, like little challenges.
Okay.
I'm looking for an
answer. God, this game's so popular, and I just never played it. Never played them, dude.
Now's the perfect time, man. Jump in. Play with Titan. Play with the... Billiam from Future Flix.
Oh, he's playing that too?
He's playing that too. He made his cat look like his cat.
It's just like everybody we know made their cat look like their cat.
Titan.
I would make my cat look like my ex-cat.
Look like your dog.
Why does cat not look like my dog?
Just drop the $60.
Are you getting a new controller for your to play with this game? PlayStation came up with 2 new controller.
Oh, that's right. Does it metallic silver and metallic blue?
I don't care for them. I don't know.
I might. I know.
They don't call out to me.
I just got a new controller.
The one that came with the system?
No, the little hoary one.
The corded one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you got that. How's that working for you?
It's all right.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was pretty useful during the 24-hour
stream. I'm just not using it because I don't want to string another cord across the room.
Yeah. Is it pretty long?
Yeah.
It's like a 10-foot cord.
Oh, nice. It'll reach here, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, during the 24-hour stream, he ended up switching to it because it just didn't have to charge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to keep control of life for 24 hours.
How long did a controller last you?
Like
8?
Maybe? No, like more than that.
It's
actually,
like, really? It was like 12 hours or so.
Like at least 12 hours, man. Yeah.
Our older controllers die about every 5 hours, so I was constantly switching them out.
Yeah.
Who cares about that? Those new controllers, though. They're thick.
They're strong. Are they strong? We got the strunks.
The strunks.
So, what was I going to say? I know you guys have been playing more of that Fortnite.
No.
No?
Monster Hunter came out.
Man. Oh, you, yeah.
Every day.
I still see, like, all these Facebook stuff.
Pins has been playing Fortnite up storm there, like, every night. I see him on playing Fortnite.
It was hilarious.
On the PlayStation 4.
Which, yeah.
I was jumped into the 24-hour stream to ask why he wasn't playing Fortnite.
And I told him, because Monster
Hunter. This is a Monster Hunter stream, man.
So I said, why aren't you playing Monster Hunter? No, but, yeah, so what are you playing on the PlayStation 4? That doesn't stop you from playing with me. You trying to tell Pinzu over here that you're too lazy?
Doesn't he have to download the thing on the PC, though?
He doesn't have to download the game, he just has to download the client.
The client.
Yeah, he just downloads the client, adds you, and then bam, you get the client.
Okay.
Can't communicate that with him?
Yeah, I can communicate that with him.
Well, you should also communicate that you should stop playing Fortnite and pick up Monster Hunter.
Why would I do that? I want to play Fortnite.
But you really want to play Monster Hunter. I mean, come on. Be part of the conversation.
So I finally got my all my tax stuff. So I'm going to find out how much I get back.
And probably less than you got last year.
Probably a lot less, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a lot of money this year.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, Nestle gave me a big fat check, dude.
And you used a little bit of that to buy Monster Hunter.
No, I used a lot of that to pay my debt. And I mean, obviously I kept some because I didn't want to just get rid of everything, you know, because there's always going to be something, dude.
Right.
You know, but, so there's a couple grand in there, maybe 3 grand, that's untouched. You know, just waiting to see.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You can buy Monster Hunter.
You know, the thing is they took out 45%.
Wow.
Yeah. 45% of the gross pay.
Wow.
45%.
That's pretty big.
I was it hurts so bad to see what my gross was and then what they actually gave me. Oh my god, that was so painful.
Oh yeah, like when I got my severance check.
A quarter, please.
I was like, are you gonna get 3,000? And I got a check and I was like, oh yeah, you guys take stuff out. Yeah. That sucks because this is what I'm living off of for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man. It sucks. But, you know, what counts is how much I actually made. You know? That's what the freaking government...
That was your free money, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no. Yeah, I don't care that you took 7 grand. You know, they gave you 15 grand. No, they didn't! They didn't give me 15 grand. They gave you 8!
Potato, potato. So I'm just going to put that 15 grand here.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that this weekend, and hopefully it'll be good. Because I mean, I feel like they've already taken all the tax from that, right?
Right.
Like I don't feel like there's gonna be.
They should have, yeah.
I'm just kind of scared, like with the amount of money that I made.
Right.
That's just gonna be a little extra.
Yeah, I mean you're in a whole different tax bracket now, but.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
I've always gotten a bunch of money back. That's why I had kids, man. Get my money.
Not to get my Twitch account banned.
Did I say that on here? I didn't say that on here, did I?
Oh, so you might not have.
Oh, no. So you know how I got my
Did you just have a stroke?
So you know how I just had my... I believe I mentioned I had my Twitch account banned.
Yeah,
on the podcast. So after all these like dealings and emails through Twitch and back and forth and back and forth, you know, like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, come on, talk to me, guys. They asked for my ID to prove that I am who I am, and so I sent them a picture of my ID, scanned it, sent it over, and then that's when they sent back, oh, okay, so on this date, you made this comment on this channel. And I look at the date, and I was like, wait, that was PlayStation Experience. I wasn't even home, right? So I find out that that while I was at PlayStation Experience, someone went on this channel and posted, I am 11, you look pretty.
I can't believe they banned you because somebody posted, I am 11.
Somebody narked, dude. Somebody narked.
Yeah, but still, it's just, people say everything on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, people send, like you know, ASCII, like, nudity on the on streams, and they don't get banned.
It just takes that one person, dude. That one person that's just being a punk. I would rather
have children watching me than adults most of the time.
I can see that, but kids are annoying online.
Yeah, they're annoying online.
But I understand. I at least know what to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Earl Thick.
No, thought. Those are not children. Those are adolescents.
Those are kids these days.
Actually, yeah, it's sad but true. Yeah.
What's it?
Earl Thick thought F.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Oh, man, that is...
I still even have to
see that slang. Some doctor's going to be like, I think your child's having a seizure. Does he have a case problems with this?
That is cool F.
That's cool F. You say cool F? Like, is that like a Coolio thing?
No, like cool F, man. You know, like the thing. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Pokemon Go!
Oh, that's still a thing?
Real world event announced.
Apparently they've been having a problem with hackers. With their real world events. Who cares, Pokemon? You ain't good no more. Give it up!
I like the way you said that. You sounded nice. Get
back here. Let's do the Uncle Cave's question of the week.
Oh my god. Can you remind me?
You do know it's posted. On the internet. Multiple places.
But I don't go to those places.
But you have those apps on your phone.
Yeah, but then I gotta open them and go to the page, and it's so much work.
You may have been the one who thought of the question.
Wait, was it mine?
No, not mine. You gotta think of this week's question.
You sure?
Do it matter?
I guess not, whatever.
Am I just gonna make you come up with a question anyway? Yeah, probably.
Hey, no, you can't do that.
Question of the week was... What other hobbies do you have?
That is my question. I remember that.
Outside of video games. No, you clearly do not remember that.
I totally remember that now.
And Billions from the Future Flicks podcast wrote in to say, I go to library book sales with my fiance, and we buy used books for a dollar, and then proceed to read a shit ton.
Why don't you take me to book sales?
Because we always forget when they happen.
Good point.
Because we're playing Monster Hunter.
And there's that. Okay, yeah. Did anybody else chime in?
I have to check.
I figured like that would be one of those questions that people would chime in about, you know?
I have to check the Facebook. Hold up. Give me a second.
Oh, that was on the Twits?
That was on Twits.
I'm calling it Twits. Do people call it Twits?
Yeah, yeah. People call it Twits. People call it whatever they want.
Well, I
want
to start that then. You heard it here first.
No, you didn't.
Like, think of it this way.
If you did, I'm sorry. You're not into the lingo. Snapchat's dead.
No. The iGram? You mean iGram?
Snapchat is dead.
Yeah, the grams.
Instagram is like for old people now.
Hey, man, you got the grams? Oh, man, yeah, I got so much cramps right now. Let me show you the grams. No, man, on your phone. Did you see that video of, I don't know if it was, yeah, that was the only question. Answer, but you see that video? Was like, I don't know if it was like a joke video, if it was like something that actually happened. It was like this guy was like, Brought somebody like gas, like, you know, thought the guy was out of gas. Guy called him up, like, yo, bring some of that gas. He comes over to the same gas, like, yeah, I got you that gas. Like, oh, no, don't tell me you got, like, real gas up in that gas tank. He's like, yeah, you said you want gas, so I brought you some gas. No, I like the gas you burn, man. Like, no, you asked for gas. You're paying for this.
So what was the gas? What gas?
Weed. Weed.
Smoke. Why away. Is that gas?
I don't know.
When did that happen? Am I really that old now? Jesus Christ.
No, there's like 800 names.
You're that old now, like, man.
But that's...
Have you ever perused Craigslist? Like,
there are, oh, I haven't done that in a while.
There are 800 names for marijuana on Craigslist.
God,
like,
dog.
People call it anything to sell on there.
That's what happened when you're out of the game, man. You forget what gas is.
Yeah, I haven't smoked in a while. Or edibles. No, I still have edibles. I take them every now and then when I want to sleep.
Mm.
Yeah. I have, like, I got these chocolates. They're from a clinic. And I've had them for, like, about a year and a half now.
It came with, like,
six of them, and I'm down to the last one. It's just sometimes I you know, like, I want to go to bed, and I can't sleep, and I'll take one.
No, it's not for the night terrors?
No, I haven't gotten one of those in a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My daughter told me that I was screaming at one point, but I don't remember it, and I don't... And usually with the night terrors, like,
You're aware of it?
Yeah, because I guess I'm in a state of, like, asleep, but...
Lucid dreaming?
Yeah. It's just one of those, like, just, you feel presence in the room, and it's just, you're always in that room. Like, you, like a dream that you're in the room, but it's not a dream, I guess. And I can speak, I can actually make out words, although they sound different in my head, they sound different, but I guess I'm really actually, like, screaming the hell out of the words that I'm saying. And to me, it just sounds more like mumbles in my head.
Yeah,
but, like, I know what I'm trying to say, but apparently I am saying it in a really, really loud voice.
Your neighbor's real man. Yeah, oh, and you can pre-order Bloodstained now, if you wanted to. There's no official release date yet, but you can pre-order it.
I already have it.
I know. I'm just letting people know.
Okay. So,
getting ready for when that game.
Oh,
gets...
I never played it again on my PCs.
I already have it.
The
demo.
Yeah, the demo, because it ran really slow on my last PC, and
it ran slow on mine too.
Might have been because of the hardware. Like,
that would have to require some pretty beefy hardware if this one ran slow too, though. Which it might have, because
it's on the Steam.
Non-optimized build, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll download that real quick on Steam and try it out.
So what's that? What other hobbies do I have outside of video games? Well, I read comic books, and I read books. So that's like a hobby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Something that you like to do that's for, you know, leisure?
I prefer just hanging out with people more than doing things by myself. I don't like to, like, you know, go out and, like, do a bunch of, like, crazy things with people, but I just like being, just hanging out, being
like
around people.
Like, pants them?
Huh?
Like, pants them?
We call it something else.
Yeah.
We call it cake.
It's called cake now.
Called cake.
I'm gonna cake you, man.
Mushroom King and cake.
Oh, you don't know what that is? Let me show you.
Okay. I'm going to jail.
You ever seen that? I don't know why that reminds me of those videos where the cop's searching the dude, and he's like, "What's this?" That's my penis.
Never seen that.
And the cop's like, "Oh, so sorry about that."
Wow.
You haven't seen that one?
No, I haven't.
That's
seen
pretty
that.
Damn funny, dude.
No, that's another thing I do. I've been doing some YouTube sketch. I've been making YouTube sketches.
Actually, that's true. That's very recently. That's true. Recently, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be filming two more, I think, this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in them, but I think they expect me to.
How do you not know if you're in them?
Because it's going to be one of those things, kind of like, oh, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 98% sure that I'm not going to be involved, like being in them or anything like that, but I think they think that I should still be there, and I'm like, well, I'm not, like, doing any of the tech, so why do you want me there? But I think it's kind of like, you're part of the group, so you should be there in all our filmings. I'm like, yeah, but that means I got to drive out to the beach.
And not do nothing.
And not do nothing. That means I have to enjoy myself at the beach for a couple of hours. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm down with that. I could be playing Monster Hunter right now.
God, that's your thing, man. It's your new baby.
It's always been my baby. Now my baby's... Now I've just popped out a new baby. And I'm back in that cycle.
Please don't use hand motions for that.
It's ASL appropriate.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. The baby's coming out. Yeah.
That's cool though.
So what are your hobbies, man?
Like how 14 people saw the post, but they just don't answer it.
No, they just don't. Don't answer it, people.
So I really enjoy doing kickboxing training. Yeah. Really enjoy it. Yeah.
And you love?
Yeah.
You seen those results?
It's fun. Well, I don't even care about that anymore. Like at first that was the whole point. Was to like try to lose weight and, you know, just be active. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it became kind of this thing that I enjoy doing, you know, not for any other reason. Just
not for them, but for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we were doing some. I actually hurt myself today. It's gonna hurt a lot more tomorrow, but I ended up hitting somebody's elbow.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, with my, right here, the bottom part of my thumb, where
with the bonus?
The hand part of the thumb.
Yeah.
You know, right below the thumb. I hit myself there with somebody's elbow, and it hurts really, really bad.
I mean, I hope you don't have to grab anything.
And it hurts. Yeah, like, even when I was taking a shower, like, I was, like, trying to shampoo my head, and I was just like, I can't do it, and it hurts. It hurts so bad.
But I thought it was tear-free shampoo.
So it was, it's going to hurt more tomorrow. It's gonna affect my typing.
Mm.
But
poor baby.
But the thing is, I used to read a lot more than I do now, but I always did enjoy reading. You know, like even when I was like in school, like I hated reading, but I didn't really hate reading. I just didn't, you know, like I would pick
you
up.
You hated being told to read.
I think that was the thing. Like don't tell me what to read. I'll read what I want. And I remember one of my first books being a book called the Perfume or Perfume, something like that. It's about a killer perfume or something. I can't remember exactly. Some chick that wears a perfume and like she's a killer or it's a perfume's a killer. Like, you know, it's poison or something.
Mystery novel.
Yeah.
So she was Poison Ivy, basically.
And then I another book I really enjoyed was My Sister's Keeper. I don't know if you guys have read that one.
It sounds kind of familiar.
It's about a girl that's like dying of cancer, and she sues her parents for what's that thing called?
Neglect?
No. For when you want to not, you don't want your parents to be your parents anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah, independence or whatever.
That word, whatever I'm looking for.
Emancipation.
And that one was a good book. And they made a movie out of it. And the movie was completely different. The ending was completely different. And they, you know, they skipped out a lot of parts, which is something that's always going to happen when books to movies. You know, they can't include everything that's in a book in a movie. But I recently, in the last, like, few months, I've bought a bunch of books that I want to read. So I've been kind of slowly doing that. Not as much as I would really like.
Mm.
But, but I have been reading a lot more manga. So, I don't know. There's that. But reading manga is fun. I like reading manga. Yeah. Even though I don't actually buy it, but...
You're so American. Ugh. Manga.
But I read real books. It's just been a while, you know? It's something... I mean, like I said, I enjoy doing it, dude. I just need to pick it up again.
Yeah.
Like, I've opened up a few books and just kind of... Like the first like three pages, and I'm just like, oh, I'll continue.
Including tomorrow. That Nintendo book you got for Christmas.
I was not completely, but I've been looking at a couple of the guides there.
It's
really cool. It brings back memories. Like the
are they good? Are they good guides though?
So I had a Super Mario Brothers 3 guide, and I'm looking at the Super Mario Brothers 3 guide that's in there. Like and it reminded me pretty much of it. I mean, it's a different little format.
Is it actually accurate though?
Yeah, it's accurate. It's pretty accurate.
Because I know some of the Nintendo Power ones were not accurate.
Well, the thing is, I knew everything about Super Mario Bros. 3 at one point. And this thing was showing me a lot of stuff that I had already forgotten about.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so... Smoking. So it's pretty cool, dude. I like it. Yeah.
Does it make you want to go do some speed runs? Get the strats?
God, I can't even, like, beat a game regularly.
Can't even wash my hair right now.
It's so hard to just, like, play a game for me, man. And I'm doing speed runs, man. I don't know. I always said if I did do a speed run, I would do Zelda 2.
Yeah.
You know, but that's actually a hard game to speed run.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot of randomness to it.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe someday.
You see that picture of the 3DS?
Once the kids move away, dude, I'll have a lot more free time.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
I mean, your fingers won't be able to keep up with speedrunning, though.
I'm going to be too old.
You're going to be way too old.
I got, possibly 7 more years?
You gotta make sure those kids want to do something productive. Be like, oh, I want to be an artist. I gotta pay for you to get out of my house.
Can't you be an artist under somebody else's care?
Well, yeah, there's Jacob. He's a drug dealer. But okay.
He can support you. you never use your own merchandise. That's all.
What?
I have hobbies.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah, don't just quietly, like, mumble in the back.
mostly art and writing and knitting random things. Very, very random things.
Like random...
Like...
Shapes and things? Or...
Well, like microphone covers.
Oh, like random things. That kind of random things. But that thing is hella cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Microphone cat.
Micro kitty.
Yeah, I don't know. I think knitting is pretty cool. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. Don't care about doing it, but I think knitting is pretty cool.
I was showing how to do it, and I was like, it's not going tight. It's all big and loose and saggy. I was like, well, yeah, you just do this. That's what I was doing!
No, you did pretty good.
I can't imagine you doing that.
I know. I give off a persona of, like, a real, like, you know, traditional manly man. But, you know, every once in a while...
Something along those lines, yeah.
You try to diversify a little bit to see, you know, what...
Knitting, though.
What you might... You know, I might be in the situation...
No, funny that would be if I came into this room and you were knitting. You understand how funny that would be to me?
Well, you know, sometimes I shave off my beard and my face gets cold, so it would be nice to be able to, you know, make something that would be like a fake beard.
Just don't shave your beard!
Yeah. Sometimes I wake up and it's gone.
That doesn't happen!
I've been threatened a few times, though.
What was that? Oh, I was threatened with my hair once.
You were threatened with your hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shave off that mohawk!
It was a real threat, too. And I got scared. I was like, I'm gonna wake up and I'm not gonna have any hair anymore. And you know the bad thing about that is that, you know, they'll just cut like a... They'll just... Grab it and cut it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's all like, it's all messed up, dude.
And then you just gotta shave it.
Yeah, and you pretty much.
Skinhead with it.
Yeah. Did that once. Won't do it again. The shape of my head is not good.
Yeah, same.
I had to shave to find that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to find it out. But you, wait, you were gonna do it for God of War.
I would've done it, yeah.
Just for a picture.
But that's the thing. I thought they were gonna have somebody there doing it, and I was gonna be like, yeah, dude, do me, paint me, do everything, yeah, do me,
paint do me, do, paint me, do me.
Not in that order.
Shave me.
But I was totally down. If there was somebody there that was actually shaving people's heads, I would have done it.
And that brings up the Uncorked Gamers. Question of the week.
Brings up.
It's about shaving heads.
The question is, what would you do for your favorite franchise?
What would I do for my favorite franchise?
Drive to Washington.
You know, much like the what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Nintendo of America's in Washington.
Nope.
Yeah. It's just a corporate office.
Alright, cool.
But I'm sure there's stuff you could do there, like tours or something.
Yeah,
no, not what I'm thinking.
Reggie Filami.
Dude, that guy is... That's still... Doesn't look like a Nintendo dude. Just mean. That guy looks mean.
But he's just so nice.
But he's so mean looking.
He's just got a mug. He's, you know...
Yeah, he does, man.
He grew up in a tough part of town.
No.
Isn't he from, like, Haiti?
Maybe. He does have a French last name. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Holy crap. Might be right.
He's not American.
He's not American. Yeah. You don't look like no stinking American. Oh, my French guy. My French, the production manager, director, whatever.
He finally told you how to say the name Mila Mir.
No! Whoa, dude. Hey, chill out, man. You can't be saying that on this podcast.
This podcast?
He actually said stupid Americans. You know, like French people say that, right? Stupid American.
Stupid American.
He actually said it the other day. I thought it was hella funny because he referred to me as a stupid American. It's a long thing.
He listens to the podcast. He was like, I'm deeply offended by you, you stupid American.
You're a stupid American. You're fat.
Oh, he's right.
I thought it was... I'm not going to say he's wrong either. I just thought it was pretty hilarious that he actually said it. Yeah. All right. What's the question of the week?
I just said it.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do for your favorite franchise?
Klondike bar. I remember this whole thing happening. Yeah. See, I forgot the question of the week already.
Yeah, you already forgot it. He came up with it, too.
Oh, my. No, not this one. Wait, yeah, I did. That means your turn. Next.
Nope.
Ain't no tricking me, son.
See you all next time. Oh, also, I'm going to start posting our episodes on SoundCloud, but I'm not going to pay for SoundCloud. So you're only going to get like 3 episodes up there at a time.
Bye-bye.
But it'll be the newest ones being updated. So if you listen on SoundCloud, you listen to it pretty regularly. Shouldn't be a problem.
I didn't realize that you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay for SoundCloud. Hmm. They give you like 3 hours of data. So actually, it's going to be like every 2, because we do like... Hour and a half. So probably 2 episodes at a time. If you want to listen to some back issues, you know, find us on Stitcher, find us on iTunes.
WordPress,
yeah, whatever. Anywhere else that's free, basically. If we're not on it, let us know. We could probably make it happen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing it with your friends. Thanks for giving us a hate hug.
I love Nestle.
Join us next week. When I'll be still playing Monster Hunter. And Jeff will too.
I guess.
Yeah!